Cuadra Tofalcha Roid Gdi Erclor Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So, stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. The Vacodja Thofalcha Roith Gdi Erclor Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's edition of Sounds Irish. I'm Joe Bullard, and I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. First of all, to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air, but you contact me by email. My email address is everton274@sky.com. Everton 274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Also, I'm a bit excited this week because we've got another two radio stations taking our little programme all around the world. I'd like to say a big hearty Cad Mila Falcha, that means 100,000 welcomes, to the station in New Orleans that's taking us very early in the morning, but I hope nevertheless you're going to enjoy the programme. So we've got, I think, about five or six stations in various countries around the world listening to and enjoying, I hope, Sounds Irish. And for our new listeners, I do want to point out that Sounds Irish is what it says it is. In other words, it's not necessarily an Irish song, but it will have some connection with Ireland. It could be an Irish singer singing, well, anything. It could be an Irish instrumentalist. It could have some connection in some way or other. And some of them, well, some of them might be a little obscure, but nevertheless, Sounds Irish is what it is, and it's all types and styles of Irish music. We have the, of course, the traditional Irish music, we have the old time Irish American songs, we have country and Irish and various styles of country and Irish, Irish and bluegrass, yes. Or should that be green grass? I don't know. Irish bluegrass it is. And whatever. Ballads and folk. Whatever comes to hand during the next 2 hours. So let's get the ball rolling, and we'll take a peek into a live performance of Andy Cooney. He's got trying to wind up his audience here, get them all hand clapping and foot tapping when the boys come rolling home. Andy Cooney.
All right, come on, this is it. This is it. Come on, I want to get y'all going. Here we go.
I always will remember well the day I went away, sailing out of the past in the morning. My hopes were on tomorrow. We kissed the girls goodbye and dreamed about the days of our return. And they'll be dancing, romancing, and nevermore we'll roam. They'll be rolling in the hay, there'll be whiskey in the tray when the boys come rolling home. We safely reached the other side of New York City Fair, in spite of wind and rain and stormy weather. We all sat down and drank girls goodbye and dreamed about the days of our return. And they'll be dancing, romancing, and nevermore we'll roam. In the day when the boys come rolling home. Hey! Hey! Joey went to Boston, Sam to Buffalo, Pat went out as far as California. I used to get some letters then, but that was long ago. They'd always speak of Ireland and return. And they'll be dancing, romancing, and evermore we'll roam. They'll be rolling in the hay, there'll be whiskey in the tay when the boys come rolling home.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, did you enjoy yourselves here tonight with us? You've been a wonderful audience, and thank you so much for coming. Good night, and God bless you all. Well, come on, clap those hands just like this.
I must be over 90 now. My grandson's by my bed, and here I'm in Chicago and still scheming. Sister, take me back again to Raspberry Bed. Leave him a legacy of freemen. They'll be dancing, romancing, and evermore will roam. They'll be rolling in the hay, they'll be whiskey in the tent when the boys come rolling.
Once more.
They'll be dancing, romancing, and evermore will roam. They'll be rolling in the hay, they'll be whiskey in the tay when the boys come rolling home.
Well, that's got rid of the cobwebs. That's lively foot tapping. And the drummer was having a ball, was he not? From Andy Cooney there, When the Boys Come Rolling Home. A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played the version of Don McLean's version of The Mountains of Mourne. And, well, I'm sitting here now because I was taken to task by a listener who said, that wasn't the best version of that song you could have played, Joe. Yes, John, you're dead right. But could you please, in future, if you're going to play that song, please play the Brendan O'Dowda version of it, because, Joe, that is the best version. The Mountains of Mourne, they're situated on the east coast of Ireland, up in County Down, up that neck of the woods, just over the border in Northern Ireland. Beautiful country. And this tells the story of the young man who went over to London to make his fortune. And, well, he was being misled a little bit because he'd never been to a big city before, straight out of the country. And he was landed in London and he was writing back home to Mary to tell her all about the wonderful things that he was seeing in London. But he still would prefer to be back home with his Mary.
Oh, Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with the people all working by day and by night. Sure, they don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, but ah, never mind, with beautiful shapes nature never designed, and lovely complexions, all roses and cream, as O'Loughlin remarked with regard to them same, that if at those roses you venture to sip, sure the colour would all come away on your lip. So I'll wait for my wild rose that's waiting for me, where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. You remember young Peter O'Loughlin, of course. Well, he's over here now at the head of the force. I met him today, I was crossing the Strand, and he stopped the whole street with one wave of his hand. And there we stood talking of days that are gone, while the whole population of London looked on. But for all his great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where dark morn sweeps down to the sea.
Yet another of those beautiful Percy French songs, and I will keep my promise before the end of the year that I'll do a whole Sounds Irish programme on Percy French songs, because he was a prolific songwriter and wrote such wonderful songs, as well as some very funny material. That was Brendan O'Dowda's version, and John, I hope you enjoyed that. Whenever we Irish people get together in a group, well, three things happen. We either start to sing, we either start to tell stories, or we say our prayers. Now, in this case, when people get together to sing, particularly if it's a sort of a ballad session or a folky group thing, someone usually sings this song. It tells the story of the man who fell asleep, and he dreamed he was back home in his village of Spansel Hill in Clare in Ireland, and all the memories that came back to him when he dreamt that he was, well, he met people he knew, and he met his former girlfriend, and, well, unfortunately, in the end, he wakes up, and he's far away from Spansel Hill. Here's the Jim McCann version. Now, I haven't heard this song, this version of it, rather. It was sent to me during the week. See what you think. Jim McCann on Spansel Hill.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, me mind been bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and I followed with the will till next I came to anchor at the cross in Spansel Hill. It been on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters and friends assemble there. The young, the old, the brave and the bold came their duty to fulfill at the parish church in Clooney, a mile from Spansel Hill. I went to see me neighbours, to see what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, the young ones turning grey. But I met the tailor Quigley, he's as bold as ever still. Ah, he used to make me breeches when I lived in Spansel Hill. First and only love, she's as white as any lily, gentle as a dove, and she threw her arms around me, saying, Johnny, I love you still.
Ah, she's Nell, a farmer's daughter, and the pride of Spansel Hill. I dreamt I held and kissed her, as in the days of yore. Ah, Johnny, you're only joking, as many's the time before. Then the cock, he crew in the morning, he crew both loud and shrill. I awoke in California, many miles from Spansel Hill.
Now a track from the Blarney Brothers. I don't know much about the Blarney Brothers, but I do know this song because it was always sung at a hooly whenever we had a hooly in our house. We used to have them fairly regularly, telling us all about the goings on at Hannigan's Hooly.
Well, Hannigan was an Irishman. He came from Merseyside. He was a rogue. He had a rogue in here for half a mile. When Hannigan gave a hooly, sure the Houston gets a bug. And if you're just a stranger and you're passing by his shop, come into the party, you can make yourself at home. Come into the party, sure you won't be on your own. There's Mick McGee, there's Rafferty, there's Murphy and Muldoon. They say McGilligan's daughter doesn't know that he's the water lord. The snakes are stuck to sticking out, there's grub for half the town. There's gallons of your butching if you want to wash your dance. So if you're Irish, you're sure of a welcome. Now there's a hooly on at Hannigan's house tonight. Be sure to be there. A hooly on at Hannigan's house tonight.
Short and sweet, just to whet your appetite there. The Hannigan's Hooly from the Blarney Brothers. I must look up some more of their material. I haven't got, well, that's all I have of theirs, I think, on a compilation album. But there you are. Now, our Daniel O'Donnell spot, and regular listeners too, Sounds Irish, will know that we couldn't have a Sounds Irish programme without Daniel. And Daniel is taking us up to County Tyrone, and he's telling us all about that pretty little girl from Omagh.
Way up in the north in old Tyrone, there's a pretty little girl I call my own. She's the sweetest rose Ireland's ever grown. And sure as the moon and stars above, I'm falling head over heels in love with a pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. There's cute little girls in Ulster Banner, just as pretty in Monaghan. This to every role that I is known. But I guess that I'd be out of bounds, cause there between the northern towns there's a pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. She wears my ring, tells her friend she's going to marry me. Oh, best of all, she tells them all she's happy as can be. Oh, lucky me. Well, I don't know what you've done to me. There's nothing else my eyes can see but a pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. All right. You know, folks, being over 40 doesn't make it but a difference. Was down in the south at Old Tremore, I recall a yellow dress she wore. She strolled along the shore there all alone. But I guess it was my lucky day, she came there on holiday. My pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. She wears my ring, tells her friend she's going to marry me. Oh, best of all, she tells them all she's happy as can be. Oh, lucky me. Well, I don't know what you've done to me. There's nothing else my eyes can see but a pretty little girl from Omagh
in the county of Tyrone. My pretty little girl from Omaha in the county of Tyrone.
They sounded as though they were continuing Hannigan's Hooley, were they not? Daniel O'Donnell and the pretty little girl from Omaha. Daniel is from Donegal. And, well, I think, as we've said so often on Sounds Irish, it must be the most sung about county in Ireland. And here's Dermot Hegarty. Now, we don't hear Dermot Hegarty too often on Sounds Irish, but here he's telling us all about dear old Donegal. Believe it or not, Bing Crosby recorded this. And before I play it, I just want to tell you that if you have a request for some of these old Bing Crosby songs that he released in the mid-40s, certainly just after the Second World War, do let me have them. I'd be delighted to search for them, because I have a friend of mine who must have every Bing Crosby track there ever was. Enough prattle, Joe. Here's Dermot Hegarty telling us all about dear old Donegal.
It seems like only yesterday since I sailed from out of Cork. A wanderer from Erin's Isle, I landed in New York. There wasn't a soul to greet me there for a stranger on the shore. But the Irish luck was with me, boys, and riches came galore. And now that I'm going back again to dear old Erin's Isle, me friends will greet me on the pier, they'll greet me with a smile. There'll be faces there that I never knew, I've been so long away. But me mother will introduce them all, and this is what she'd say.
She has with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and there's your sister Kate. Sure, she is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbors and kiss the carlings all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
They'll give a party when I come home, and they'll come from near and far, and they'll line the road for miles and miles with Irish jaunting cars. The whiskey'll flow like buttermilk, 'twill fill your hearts with joy, and the piper will play an Irish tune to greet the Yankee boy. We'll dance and sing the whole night long, such fun was never seen. The boys will be decked in corduroy, the colleen's decked in green. There'll be thousands there that I never saw, I've been so long away. And me mother will introduce them all, and this is what she'd say.
Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and there's your sister Kate. Sure, she is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbours and kiss the colleens all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
Hannigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McCuffy, Malachy, Malone,
Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly,
Dooley, O'Holy, Muldowney, Malone,
Halligan, Calligan, Lanigan, Madigan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Houlihan, Flynn, Shanahan, Manahan, Fogarty, Hogarty, Kelly, McGinnis, McGillis, McLean.
Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and there's your sister Kate. Sure, she is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbours and kiss the colleens all.
You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
Well, that was Dermot Hegarty singing about dear old Donegal, but I think the whistle player should have got some mention on that as well. It was some fine whistle playing there. Dear old Donegal. Donegal is a county right up in the northwest of Ireland on the Atlantic seaboard. In fact, they do say in Donegal that the next parish is America. In that county, there's some beautiful scenery, wonderful mountains and wonderful valleys as well. And the people have a wonderful nature in Donegal. No wonder there's a lot of songs written about them. Now we come to Foster and Allen, regular appearances on Sounds Irish. I think they're a wonderful duo, and I think they're well known throughout the world because they are very, very talented, and they appear in the United States, Australia, Canada, wherever they go. packed venues. Here they're telling us the story of me Uncle Mike. Now, this has to be explained a little bit because in Ireland, well, we're not very good at remembering the lyrics of songs. So what we do when we come to a verse that we don't know or a couple of lines we can't remember, we go diddly I do diddly I do diddly I do. I think it all derives from what's called mouth music. In the rural parts of Ireland, down through the centuries, people used to love dancing. They used to have, as well, we've spoken about it before, the origin of the Ceilidh dance. But quite often there wasn't a musician around to play for the dancing. So somebody who had a bit of a brain and a bit of an ear for music would stand on one side and go, and the people would dance to it. Now, that's not only in Ireland, but I do believe it's in Scotland as well. Here, enough of the prattle. Here's Foster and Allen telling you the story of me Uncle Mike.
When I was young, I spent some time across with my Uncle Mike, and I must have travelled 100 miles on the crossbar of his bike. And as we'd rattle along the lane, Mike, he'd start to sing a song without a single word. As the cycle bell would ring, he'd go skiddery diddle 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 diddle. Sometimes when he'd be lonely, then he'd often say to me, turn down the wireless and I'll tell you how things used to be. We had no television then, CD or stereo, and if you required some music, well, you had to make your own like this. Well, after church on Sundays, then across the road he'd stand, along with all the other lads in their Sunday suits of grand. The girls would go parading by, such a pretty sight. And one would ask him, Mikey, who are you taking to the dance tonight? He'd say, you will do the diddly day diddly 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 diddly. You will do the diddly day diddly 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 diddly. When all the hay was gathered in and safe from winter's harm, there'd be a celebration in the kitchen at the farm. He'd not get home till daybreak, sometimes in quite a state. His ma would ask him where he'd been, or Mike he'd tell her straight. He'd say, down by the diddly day, doodle in the ash, diddly ah, diddly doodle, diddly dum. Down by the diddly day, doodle in the ash, diddly ah, diddly doodle dum. When Uncle Mike passed away, well, I was a man myself, and he left me his cottage and acre, that's the sum of his worldly wealth. But he was loved by everyone in the country and the town, and I never saw as big a crowd when we laid old Mikey down. We all sang bye bye the diddly diddle doodle dilly um skidria diddly doodle lally doodle day dum. Bye bye the diddly diddle doodle dilly um skidria diddly doodle lally day.
Foster and Allen telling us all the story of me Uncle Mike. Don't go there. Right now, here once again, friends, is the wonderful voice of Anne Breen. If you recall, we were up in Donegal not so long ago. Now we're going right down to the other end of Ireland, to the south, and she's telling us all about Killarney in My Dreams. Killarney is in County Kerry, and I'm sure no matter what part of the world you're in, you will have heard of Killarney.
Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And And although I'm far away, through lonely eyes, I'll see you, Killarney, in my dreams. Well, I'll take a trip by a jaunting car to see the lakes I love. Cathedrals rising gently seem to touch the sky above. And in Kit Carney's cottage, there's a twinkle in each eye as I sip an Irish coffee and the world goes rolling by. Oh, Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And although I'm far away, I'll see the milk-pressed cotton like a woven Irish shawl. I'll stand up there in ladies' view, a beauty without age. Compared to this life's history, 'tis no more than a page. Oh, Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And although I'm far away, see you, Killarney, in my dreams. Oh, Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And although I'm far away, through lonely eyes, I'll see you, Killarney, in my dreams. I'll see you, Killarney, in my dreams.
And believe you me, friends, Killarney is a beautiful place. I love to go down to Killarney. Mind you, I don't get down as much now as I used to, but there's some wonderful scenery. And of course, we have all the usual attractions for tourists in Killarney. I'm moving on because I want to play for you now a lovely track from the Danny Doyle album that I acquired a couple of weeks ago. Danny, as I told you, was a big hit in the early ballad scene, we'll say late 60s and right through the 70s. A wonderful solo artist. He recorded a lot of material before heading off to the US. And this is from one of his early albums. And I do apologize once again for the quality because it's taken from a vinyl album. And in those days, for some reason or other, they wanted to have a lot of reverb on the recordings. Nevertheless, it doesn't spoil it, not for me. A beautiful track from Danny Doyle.
If you could wait a moment longer, the sun would rise before the morn. The shadows from the skies would vanish, and the day twice as long. Every minute be an hour, every hour a loving kiss, every kiss a fresh spring flower sparkling in the morning mist. If you were here, beside me, the running waters I would hold and turn their flow to you, my lover, to wash your feet, your hair of gold, every drop a silver crystal, every crystal all aglow, every glow a breath of beauty from your skin like dimpled snow. Since you've gone, the light has faded, birds are silent in the wood, the grass still trampled in a hollow marks the spot on which you stood. Every tree a sad reminder, every branch a memory bear, every memory tinged with sorrow that you are gone and I still care.